And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. Whatever part of the great state you are tuned in, you can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. I left my house this morning around 5 o'clock and driving into Phoenix, coming in from the northwest, there was a lightning cloud and it smelled like rain driving in, but I never saw anything wet. I never saw any signs of rain, but man, it was just a gorgeous sunrise coming in over this lightning cloud that was evaporating as the sun came up. That's the one thing I kept thinking about, all this heat. Would you say this is like a record?
It was the sixth longest recorded heat stretch, 4 days and 21 hours, over 90 degrees.
And listening to this, some radio program called Rosie on the House a couple months ago, I learned that the heat brings the rain. So I just keep thinking, come on, rain. We're supposed to come, right? Hang on just a second, Jeff. We'll turn your mic on. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, when's this El Nino supposed to affect us, right?
To yesterday. Come on.
Okay.
All right, let's get to our calls.
Remember monsoon last year?
Yeah.
It was all in September.
It was.
Remember?
The whole
thing was in September.
All right. I don't care when it comes. Just come. Sooner the better, though. Rollin, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what your opinion of that red bush pistachio tree.
You know, I love it. It's really become, it's winning me over, and it's really becoming one of my favorite trees. I mean, there's not a whole lot of trees that we can really sit here and think about that gives us that fall color. You know, fall color, you don't think about fall color in Arizona. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful, you know, burnt kind of orangish color to it. The tree's fairly drought tolerant. It's a deciduous tree. It doesn't grow super, super fast. It does get good size, so it lends itself to only be planted in a yard that is big enough for a big tree. I wouldn't plant it in some of these, you know, smaller type track homes, but it's a fantastic tree.
I love mine. They're grafted right here in Arizona, mm-hmm. out of Marana, Arizona Pistachio Nursery. You can go to redpush.com and see pictures of it. I run into Bernie at every Arizona Nursery Association event, every Arizona Community Tree Council. And 3 years ago, I didn't have any pistachio. Now I've got 9 of his, and he's bringing me 3 more in September when we meet up in Prescott for the annual.
You've got all oak trees and pistachio trees in your yard, right?
For shade, I do. Right. And the red push I put on the west side of where mm-hmm. the arena's going so that in the summer
right.
we'll get the early afternoon shade for
get
the
that
shoot.
Solar passive type
work
on it.
And then it's deciduous.
Right.
The red push, so the wintertime we'll have the sunlight coming through. So it's a great tree. Bernie's a great guy, and you know, we love supporting anything Arizona. Let's bring Vicki into the conversation. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
thank
you.
I just have a comment. I just want to say thank you to the Department of Agriculture for my kids. My kids go to Red Mountain High School, and I have a daughter who is a junior this year. She is competing with the FFA. They have, like, competitions. They're going to the Nationals for floriculture. They won the top out of the state. So the ag business, and we raise pigs also, so we'll be at the fairs. And, you know, I'm so grateful that you guys are there to support all the kids and stuff with the ag business.
That's great. We love agriculture, and the department does everything it can to help FFA and 4-H and the fairs. And we have, when you look at the employees we have at the Department of Agriculture, they have many, many, many years of experience in agriculture. And anytime you have a question or concern about anything dealing with agriculture, our folks can answer those questions.
We appreciate the call, Vicki. She said pigs, so she probably competes against Kevin Rogers,
that's
who
exactly right.
is about to step down as the president of Arizona Farm Bureau after 10 years as president.
I think he's been there since Noah.
It's been a long time. But he's stepping down to run for the Farm Bureau president of the country, the National
right.
Farm Bureau Association. Wow. So good luck, Kevin. That'll be the in January we'll know, and he'll be the first one from Arizona in that position if he's
elected, right.
Thanks for the call, Vicki, and the testimonial. Let's bring, real quick. Chris and Buckeye wants to talk about his dwarf tree.
Good luck, Kevin. That would be
Chris?
Yeah, good morning.
Go ahead, sir.
We planted 6 dwarf peach trees back in 2010. We were told they get about 6 feet tall. This year they're 10 feet tall. They planted on 10-foot spacings. You can't walk between them. You can't walk behind them by the fence, and they're producing about 600 pounds of peaches a year. Can I trim those like a shrub and so I can at least walk between them?
Absolutely. You know, and dwarf citrus, dwarf peach trees, yeah, they're more of a probably 8 to 10 feet tall, 8 to 10 feet wide. And you know the neat thing about deciduous fruit trees in the wintertime? I mean, there's a whole method of trimming these trees that you can actually take them way, way, way back, cut them way back, prune them way back in the wintertime so that fruit stays down low where you can pick it. But you don't want to touch it until the tree goes dormant.
We appreciate the call, Chris. There you go. Wait till it goes dormant, then hack away. Get Rosie's chainsaw out and go to town.
No chainsaws.
No chainsaws. Just pruners. Yeah. All right. Dave in Sun City, real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw a football game last night. It was a battle of the states. Long Beach Poly from Long Beach, California, came over to play Centennial Peoria. 13-12 Poly.
One point.
It was a great game, and then next week we have Chandler going to Bishop Gorham to play the state champion, national champion team in Nevada.